Police in Australia said today they have stopped a terrorist plot in which extremists with ties to an al-Qaeda-linked Somali Islamic group plan to invade a military base and open fire with automatic weapons until they themselves were shot dead. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Some 400 officers from state and national security services took part in 19 raids on properties in Melbourne before dawn on Tuesday, arresting four men and detaining several others for questioning. Australian Federal Police Acting Commissioner Tony Negus said the raids followed a seven-month surveillance operation of a group of people with alleged ties to Al-Shabaab, an Islamist organization based in that country's south and has been fighting to overthrow Somalia's transitional government.
Police will allege that the men were planning to carry out a suicide terrorist attack on a defence establishment within Australia involving an armed assault with automatic weapons. Details of the planning indicated the alleged offenders were prepared to inflict a sustained attack on military personnel until they themselves were killed.
Negus said the investigation had also found that some of the group had traveled to Somalia to participate in hostilities there.
The alleged members of the group have been actively seeking a fatwa or religious ruling to justify the group's plan to conduct a terrorist act in Australia.
All four arrested are Australian citizens of Somali or Lebanese descent and are in their mid-20s. Police announced later that one of the suspects had been formally charged with conspiring to prepare a terrorist act, a charge that carries a maximum penalty of life imprisonment. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd said the plot underscored that Australia is still under threat from extremist groups, enraged that the country sent troops to join the U.S.-led military campaigns in Afghanistan and Iraq. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.